Good morning. It's Ken Hodge on the podcast. Yeah. Yo, critics must be where I work at. Cause you know, they never got nothing nice to say.
Critics never got nothing nice to say, man. You know, the one thing I notice about critics, man, is critics never ask me how my day went. Well, I'm gonna tell them.
Let's get ready to podcast.
Next time you blow, try to spit a flow. You wanna criticize, dog? Try a little more. I'm so tired of the socket blow. Fire in the hole. I'm fired up, so fire up the lighter in the drone. Better hold on a little tighter. Here I go. Flow's tighter. Hot-headed as Ghost Rider. Cold-hearted as Spider.
Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, with hopefully 15 minutes of entertaining and exciting information for you. Hey, listen, first let's start right off, as promised. I want to say to the new employees there, not just the MHAs, the PSCs, welcome to the world of the post office. I'm sure that if I was to ask you to describe your work experience so far, dismal would probably be a word that you'd use. And I want to say to you, they tell you that it's hectic in this manner because of the pandemic that we're in, and I want to say to you that this is just how the system works. So they can tell you all they want that this is not normal operations, but as you stay there, and once we have gone through the pandemic, you're going to notice that your work environment stayed the same, and it's not going to change because the philosophy of management will forever be the same. And that is a philosophy of, I need you to think I actually know what's going on, but really I don't. To that new employee, I would like to ask, how are your evaluations going? Has your manager taken the time to sit down and explain to you what it is we do? Have the manager sat you down and told you what it is they expect you to do? Or is it more like, if you did something they didn't like, they'll come and talk to you? And you see, you come into the organization all frazzled, because when you come into the Postal Service, your induction into this line of work is usually based more off of what you see other people doing as opposed to what it is you should be doing. And after a couple of months, a couple of years of that, then it becomes hard to change. And trust me when I tell you, you're probably not going to change. Once we come in and allow to learn and exercise really bad work habits, changing is not that easy. And to the post office, they don't care as long as whatever it is you're doing it for 10 to 12 hours a day. And that's really sad. When they see that new employee, all they see are 10 to 12 more work hours. And again, if I am a newly hired person, I'm kind of new to this work, working 10, 12 hours a day, I'm sorry, I would definitely be in favor of that. But that's not the way it's supposed to be for you. And when it goes sour, it gets real sour. You're going to one day come to work and need something from your boss, and your boss is not going to be able to do it. And then you're going to start to sit back in retrospect and think of all the days you ran five belts and did the work of six people because your supervisor motivated you to do that. Now, when you need a thing, it's not going to happen. Then you'll understand. I guess that'll be stage one of understanding postal reality. Now, again, I'm not trying to sound gloom, but let me give you an illustration or an example of what it is I'm talking about. To that new employee, when I say no one's really showing you a job, the right way to do it, They just allow you to do it. And as long as, when I say no one, I'm talking postal management. As long as you don't do something they don't like, then whatever else you do, to them, whatever. Now let me explain what I'm talking about. In Tour 3, dock operation. Okay, I mean, I'm just keeping it 100, fellas and ladies on the dock. So hear me out, please, before you get upset with me. There is no way possible that there are that many level 5 driving positions on Tour 3 dock. Yes, I used to work that dock, work that tour on that dock. There's no way possible that many driving positions are available, but yet that many people drive. Now, again, to that employee, sure, that may be a ease of use for you, and I'm not discounting that, but that's not the job. Sometimes, if it's an ease of use for you to drive when you should not be driving, then it may be an ease of use for someone else to do some other, I don't know how to phrase that, but the point I'm making is, right now, I'd be willing to bet you cash money, if anybody went on the dock and only allowed level 5 drivers to drive, I bet you would have people on the dock upset because they're so used to driving for ease of use, and it probably gets a better job done. But that's not the job. And then once you become comfortable doing that, if a new supervisor should come and ask you not to, now you inside your feelings when there was never a need for that. So that's the message I want to give to the new employee. Take a second and try to learn what the actual job is. Now, I got to tell you, we've got some extremely intelligent people coming through that organization. If driving is a better way to do the job, don't just drive. Insist that management pay you level 5 to do it. That's what I'm really saying to you. When you do that level 5 work at level 4, you really screw up you really prohibit the post office from getting any good data, because when they do the data, oh, your driving isn't factored in. Now you're on your feet. So when they make decisions, they make decisions based on you driving a level 5 vehicle, but the decisions they make take into effect that you're going to now be a level 4 foot soldier doing what was being done by a level 5 motorized pit operator. Not trying to get real complicated here, MHAs. I'm simply trying to tell you, go to your supervisor, learn what you're supposed to do. Don't just do what you do, because you do an awesome job getting it done. But sometimes when you do an awesome job getting it done without understanding the rules and regulations, I mean, it's a certain shit now. More harm is done than good.
You know, I don't want to sound as if I'm trying to be a philosopher, but there's levels to this shit that we call postal employment. And shit, in this case, it's just a noun,
you know,
not
like,
depicting anything negative.
Like, that's some cool shit, you know what I mean.
Listen, let's close the podcast on a positive note as we just discuss friends or friendship. Friends is a very special word that's reserved for a select group of individuals. Friends means that I will allow you to come into my organization, not nearly qualified as some I already have here, but because you are my friend, I will allow you to be a boss in give directions to others. Friendship is a very powerful thing. Friendship will say that I will allow my friend to work in an area that I am well aware violates contractual work regulations, but because you are my friend, it doesn't matter. You go do the job. Friendship, powerful word. Friendship will allow you to look away from contractual violations because it involves your friend, even if it means, because you are my friend, I am going to pay thousands of dollars to the people that you violated and still allow you to violate that contractual understanding because you are my friend. Do you understand? Are you beginning to feel the magnitude of that word friendship? Friendship. Friendship says, although you're not actually a supervisor, but because you are my friend, I am going to allow you to make a schedule that regulates all the actual supervisors. No, you should not have such a task, but you're my friend, and that's what friendship will get you, because you're my friend. Closing the show with just a little bit of Sylvester. If you understand house music and clubbing, you know the name Sylvester. Hey, but listen, let's have a great day. And again, let's be concerned about each other and let's watch over each other. Kenny Hodge Posted Podcast, coming your way continuously.